All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for The Post. It's directed by Steven Spielberg. The writers are Liz Hannah and Josh Singer. It stars Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, and Bob Odenkirk. And the synopsis is, a cover-up that spanned four U.S. presidents pushed the country's first female newspaper publisher and a hard-driving editor to join an unprecedented battle between the press and the government. All right, so the movie starts off with Vietnam in 1966. There's a government dispute about the approach to the Vietnam War, and what happens is that a contractor decides to take the information that being gleaned after all those meetings and steal all that and distribute that to a newspaper. It joins Meryl Streep, who is the owner of the Washington Post. And the Post is on the verge of trying to get more money to improve the newspaper. And there's some issues about the quality of the newspaper as opposed to standard journalism. So what happens is that the contractor gives the information to the New York Times, and they publish a story which kind of sets off a chain of events with the Post, the Washington Post, also getting that same information and deciding what to do with that. There's some back and forth about what the right approach is, and that's pretty much how the movie is. The first hour of this movie is very uninteresting to me. It's a lot of dialogue and just unnecessary scenes. Again, you kind of have this issue with Meryl Streep, who is the owner of the paper, and Tom Hanks, who's this brash editor who's trying to decide what to do with the information that they have. So there's some legal wranglings, there's some issues with what's going to happen if they publish it as far as the government's concerned. Is the government going to come after them? This is taking place during the Nixon presidency. As history has shown, that was a little corrupt. The thing is that they decided to publish it anyway. So this is all based on actual history. And the problem is that it's supposed to highlight the risk that the newspaper took, but it feels like wordy exposition. This would have been best as a documentary and not a full-fledged movie. Even though this is Steven Spielberg, I don't think this is as good as a movie as he could have put out. Again, a History Channel documentary or bio documentary would have been better for this. This is not All the President's Men, which is one of the greatest movies of all time. This is not JFK, which is also on my top 100 list. It is very wordy. It is very boring for that first hour. The later 45 minutes is where the movie begins to pick up and is where it starts to get interesting. But there's a lot of gaps in the information. So they're supposed to go to court and argue about why they should have this. But what happens is that you get Meryl Streep walking into the courthouse, them being in front of a judge, scene cuts, they walk out with Tom Hanks, and then another scene cuts to them being in a newsroom about waiting for the ruling to come back. And I'm like, well, wouldn't it have been more interesting to argue the court case? How did that happen? That's more interesting than most of this movie. For a score, I give this a 5. I can understand why people have nominated this for awards, but for me, this movie does not do it. As someone that appreciates a lot of political thrillers, there are better movies than this. And those movies, again, are All the President's Men, JFK, Manchurian Candidate, even the Denzel Washington Manchurian Candidate, even Steven Spielberg's previous movies that were political movies, Lincoln and Bridge of Spies, are better movies than this. It's not terrible, but it's just not what I would have wanted. And for that, it gets a 5, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.